So the second part of your question was, have different models been used? And yes, and the recent meeting up in Boston, sponsored by ICES and a number of other groups, Georges Bank yellowtail flounder data were provided as one of 14 stocks made available to scientists from around the world to try whatever models they wanted to try. And a range of models were attempted, and the basic conclusion was that none of them provided the aha moment of, oh, that's all you need to do, and everything suddenly lines up. All the models experienced problems. I got some personal emails that essentially said, sucks to be you. things like, I've never seen this level of variability or inconsistency in the data before. So it was a very challenging assessment, and there was no obvious modeling way to solve this problem.
Chris, can you just tell us how many models were tried out?
I was afraid you're going to ask that. I believe it was 13 different, maybe higher than that, 20, maybe 20 models, 20 model runs on the original data, and then there were also simulated data and comparisons made using simulated data based on those model fits. And all of them experienced problems of one type or another.